Tour. You know what we're going to say. Buy the freaking tickets. Brisbane, Newcastle, Canberra. Do it right now. Not a live podcast. Full freaking show. Do it.
Yeah, look, Sydney, Melbourne, you saw. That shit was rammed, bro. This is not going to be a walk in the park. You need to get your tickets and get your shit together and organize it with your friends because you don't want to be separated in this massive theater and be scared. Come along. It's so fun. We're having the wild time. It's going great. It's everything that you wish it could be and everything more. Tickets in the description, please.
Hey, Megan.
Oh, my.
Nice.
This is God Is Dead,
the podcast about the worst content on the internet.
The Your Pants Challenge.
We're not just telling these stories for nothing.
Yeah, the gay potion.
It's to answer one simple question.
Is this all proof that God has abandoned us?
Or are we going to be okay?
Chillfully thus far.
All right, today we're talking about bad bosses.
Ooh.
I think everyone can relate to bad bosses in some way. We've all had a psycho that just... thought they were bigger than us.
Oh, I've had so many. This will be a satisfying episode.
I mean, if you've heard Cam's LinkedIn episode, it doesn't take a genius to figure out where all that stems from. So if you've had a bad boss, this one's for you. It'll be, first of all, a set of rules that a boss has given their employees. And second of all, you remember the show Undercover Boss?
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing one episode and it was the Domino's one and I was like,
A boss wears a wig and no one knows it's them and they get employed and they, you know, find out what it's like to really work on the floor and they eavesdrop on everyone and then they, you know, make changes at the end. But that show had some real weird stuff in it and we're going to go deep on that in this episode
Hell
as well.
Hell freaking yeah. Thank you again, Cat Mountain, for sponsoring this episode. Love you very much. You can check out their Insta or their business, both in the description. God Is Dead, case one.
Conditions of employment.
Conditions of employment.
Have you ever had conditions of employment? You know when you are signing up for a job and they have the rules?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had
any
weird rules at a job?
That's a very good question. I got hired once because I spoke English in a Thai restaurant.
Okay.
That was kind of cool. Yeah, so that was it.
But were any rules like, you know, hair must be tied up or no phones or, you know, things like that?
I can't.
Uniform
none
stuff?
None are coming to mind, to be honest. Only just the sort of regular things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, don't rock up to work fucked.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Well, consider yourself lucky. This right here is some conditions of employment at a movie theater. It's a drive-in movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a job application, you know, there's a job opening there. And I don't know who the fuck would take a job here, but I'll just look at the look how many rules there are
good
already.
Good Lord, good God.
Okay.
Let me guess, the pay is like $12 an hour.
Well, we'll find out.
We'll find out.
Let me know when you want me to skip ahead because it is long.
Just give me the most toxic.
All right. In order for any applicant to be considered for employment at this small business, you must be willing to comply with the following. Red flag already, they're saying small business. It's meant to be like, you know, you feel sorry for us.
Oh, yeah, so
and
true.
And fully understand these conditions are policies that are strictly enforced. There are no exceptions made to these policies. If you object to these policies, please do not apply. Read all of this policy before you initial or sign. You must initial the first page, blah, blah, blah.
It's like real Wikipedia law degree energy.
One, be at work on time, ready to meet and greet the public. If you do not show up for work, it will be understood that you have quit with no notice. The only exceptions will be in compliance with the rules. Two, if you do not come to work because you are sick, or if you must leave work because you are sick, you must be examined by a licensed medical doctor and provide us written, verifiable documentation that you were healthy enough to return to work.
Use less words, buddy. What? How do they describe the doctor? You can just say doctor.
Medical doctor. Licensed
medical doctor. I understand that that is technically a separate thing to just what could be a doctor. But
it's like immediately really, really, really no trust in your workers.
Just so aggressive.
To think they might trick me and go to a holistic naturopath.
Or just somebody different. With a doctorate.
Yeah. Yeah, they go to a history professor. Hey, man.
they just go to the professor, the MBA guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, this is the thing. This business is not responsible for any expense incurred to have this done. However, this business would consider advancing you the funds from your pay to allow you to comply. If an emergency arises concerning yourself or your immediate family, i.e. sickness, death, and you are unable to report to work, documentation of the situation from a verifiable, in bold, source must be provided. Look at this. Brackets, i.e., obituary, police report, etc. Wow. This is for a drive-in movie theater.
A drive-in movie theater. Oh, my God. This is horrendous. Horrendous. Imagine that.
Dead like, wife. And yeah, they're like, yeah. Prove it.
Prove it, bro. Prove it. Hey, do you want your $71 or not? No? No? Well, go fuck yourself.
Insane.
Jesus Christ.
Three. If you need time off from work, you must give 17 days written notice.
What is that? That number has come out of nowhere.
Not 2 weeks, 17.
What is that about?
And you must get the notice signed by management.
I'm surprised that they didn't specify what type of days.
Not all requests for time off are guaranteed. And understand they must not all be granted. Approval is granted for specific reasons. If your plans cancel, so does the approval. Important!
Whoa. If your plans cancel, so does the approval?
Yeah.
That is really weird.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, yo, man, I need the third and the fourth off. He's like, cool. Why? What are you doing? And you're like, why do you ask? He's like, well, what are you doing? And you're like, oh, I guess I'm going on a trip. Then that trip stops. Then like, he's like, well, come back to work. Yeah, so, yeah. I own you. So what the hell is that? What the hell is that?
Yeah, even though I planned for you to be off. Jesus. Important. If the employee's schedule is completed and you see that you are not scheduled for certain days on completed schedule, you are still expected to come into work if you are called.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. And that's all bold, all caps.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, on call?
If you make plans on days you are not scheduled and you are called into work and cannot come in because you've made plans, you're in violation of the rule.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious? So if you're working Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you have a bit of fun on Tuesday, or you go to your other job with your less psycho manager, and then that person's from the freaking drive-in movies like, yeah, you need to come to work right now.
Yeah.
And you say no, you are violating.
Long story short, you need to make every plan in your life must be 17 days in advance.
Jesus
basically.
Christ. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You want to sign up?
No. Yeah, give me some more.
There's basically also trying to quit the job is really, really complicated. That's another
weird.
Rule.
It's almost like they have terrible staff retention.
Each employee signs in and out individually. No employee may sign in prior to the time assigned on the work schedule unless approved to do so by management. You must be also diligent to sign in and out and do so with careful handwriting so we can read the times. If you forget to complete the timesheet or do so in a manner where we cannot decide what was written, you will be paid for your time, of course. But for the time in question, you will wait until the next day pay period for that time to be entered. Very, very, very sweet. Very weird. This is wild.
All right. So what do I get as the employee? I get a job?
Oh, yeah. No one. If people pick you up, the people picking you up have to comply by rules as well.
What?
Yep. Person's under the 18 years of age thing. They can't walk around the theater. They have to be picked up by a parent or guardian, etc. Then here are just some bullet point rules. Right?
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Lightning round.
No cell phone use is permitted here when you are working. All cell phones will be in your car or in possession of management, except for work breaks.
Possession of management.
No exceptions.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They have a body piercing rule.
Okay.
Tattoos must be covered.
Oh.
So I guess for the drive-in movies, heaven forbid someone's got a tattoo.
Oh, God dang.
You may not wear any attire that indicates the Bengis or any Royal Farm store. Oh, I don't think you can wear your work uniform outside of work.
Ah.
Side note, I worked for a brand and a company and we had uniforms. We were out on the streets being like, come and get this stuff. And they had a real rule about don't wear your work uniform partying. And one day we had a shift and then a few of us went to the club afterwards. Mm. And the thing is, there was a plan to go to the club. Me and the guy I was on shift with, he was my favorite guy at that job. He just was like, yo, I'm just going to wear my work uniform there. I didn't. I got changed.
Nice.
We were at the club. Of course, he was dancing on this podium and kept getting told by security to get off. So someone films him on the podium. Security's like, get the fuck off. And he had his big branded thing right here.
Loving this.
And then they posted it on Snapchat and forgot they'd added our boss on Snapchat.
Oh. Did the guy get in trouble?
Well, he didn't get Bengi's level trouble, that's for sure. So he was fine. He was a good guy because he would just be like, oh yeah, my bad. He wouldn't be like, sorry. And that's actually how you get around stuff. Here's a life hack for you. don't grovel and you won't actually get a big punishment. If you just go, yeah, that was pretty shit, my bad.
Yeah, whoops. Yeah, I guess you could cancel me. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, he didn't care, which was just so boss. He did so many other funny things.
Deep alpha.
There's employees are given these shirts and then, you know, about returning the shirts. There's so many rules about the shirts.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just so many. So many rules about them. You're responsible for all the equipment. In food service, no one can have nail polish or adorned, fancy or decorative nails. When working in the concession stand or anywhere around food, hairnets, that seems fine. If you come to the movie, employee privileges are free movies. That's nice.
Oh, okay.
And you are needed to work, expect to be drafted.
Oh.
If you are needed. So basically you go there in your own free time, like, oh shit, yo, we're just getting busy, jump out.
I could not imagine a scenario in which that wasn't exploited.
Oh yeah, of course, dude. Oh sweet, yo, Cam's here if we need him. Yeah, if you guys get busy, just tell Cam.
Yeah.
So that's it. And then any employees breaking of their theater house's rules or causing any disturbances are getting fired. When you are working, family, friends, and new acquaintances cannot stop and converse with you. If this situation comes up, the only correct response is, ready? The only correct response.
All right. So you've come up to me at the movies.
I'm working. Ready? I'm working.
Yep, okay.
And you're going to be a new acquaintance.
Okay. Hey, Bryce, how are you?
I am sorry. I am working now and cannot carry on this conversation. Then you got to persist.
Bryce, I just asked how you were. Surely
there's two options now. Okay. I walk away from you or keep the conversation going.
Like it's not that big of a deal.
Continuing this conversation will result in my dismissal.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds like a cult thing.
I know.
Like, you are the leader says that I may not. Like it's just like continuing this discussion will result in my dismissal.
Please find me after my shift and we can have more.
I will be happy to converse after my shift.
Right now, no.
Would you like some popcorn?
Oh, that's
so creepy. It's like, you know, would you like to hear the session times?
Oh.
Eyes roll back into their head.
Yeah, yeah.
6:30. Nope. 7:30. So it's epic moment so far. When your work shift ends, you may not hang out.
What?
These are the motherfuckers that put things in quotation marks.
Like and share.
Share.
Like us on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook. When the work shift ends, you must leave the theater. You will not leave the workplace without management knowing. And finally, if there are any incidents or accidents or injuries or as a result of any unlawful or unreasonable act, you must submit to immediate drug testing.
Ooh.
So if you drop a glass, you get drug tested.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there
What's
you
the
go.
Pay? What's the pay? I need to know.
Dude, these are just the employee rules. It's not even the pays. I can actually, I think a few people know this. Apparently, here's a clue.
Mm-hmm.
Someone alleged in the comments, this is absolutely not confirmed.
Yep.
The owner of Bengi's shows up in Annapolis to testify against every bill that would improve wages or working conditions for his employees. $15 minimum wage. Wait, MW, is that minimum wage?
Oh, yeah, minimum wage, yeah.
$15 minimum wage, $10 minimum wage, earned sick leave, advance notice of schedule, brackets, ironic since they want you to have your 17 days in advance. I stopped going there because the owner was so anti-worker. The guy gets a hefty tax break and exploits his young workers. I should add that my kid and me are drive-in fanatics and have traveled hundreds of miles just to go to them. Not that one, though. Their emails are really interesting as well. So the guy running it is a fucking interesting dude, allegedly. Here's a screenshot from their Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
As mentioned above, we realize our conditions of employment are outdated. As we are working to revise them, we have turned off comments and have removed the document from our website. We want to thank all our employees, past and present, and our patrons for their continued support. It only has laugh and angry reacts on Facebook. Or at least that I can see.
Oh, God, ain't that the way.
Dude, there's more rules for the patrons now.
Are you kidding?
Failure to purchase the permit upon entering will result in expulsion or double the permit cost. Single admissions. From Memorial Day weekend through to Labor Day weekend, we will not allow one person in a vehicle to occupy space on Friday and Saturday nights.
I guess I understand that, like if you're really slammed.
No video recording of any kind, obviously. whatever. Have your currency ready. Do not arrive at the box office and hold up the line by fishing your wallet out of your pocket. If you are on your cell phone while trying to purchase a ticket, you'll be shown the exit. So this guy is addicted to rules.
Oh my God, bro. If these are the things that annoy you, don't run a business.
Yeah, this is like if you were a freaking, you know, do not have snot and you run a daycare center, you know?
Good Lord.
It comes with the territory.
Maybe become like a policymaker or something. That's clearly a thing.
Should we judge it?
Oh God, yes.
Final judgment.
If you've never listened to the podcast before, the final judgment, we take the case in front of us. We ask, does this prove that God is dead or that God is alive? Bengi's drive-through and their litigious owner, he loves a fucking rule and he loves a document. Is he and his policy proof that God is dead?
Most definitely. How far we have strayed from what it means to be an animal on this natural planet, that we are putting people into these rules and these systems, man. I hate this guy. I hate this guy. He's the epitome of everything I detest.
There's just something about the rules where it's like, even if you take out the fact that, which is also fucked, that he's clearly doing this to just save money and be an asshole with the employees, then he's got the rules for the patrons, who are meant to be the ones that you're groveling for, and the customer's always right, and like, sure, treat the workers like shit, but never the customers, and he doesn't care about them too. So what? How does a person like this end up in this situation? And is God dead because he needs help? Like, he's screaming and he's in pain and he just is crying for help every day.
Built his own
policies.
Prison around him, and he's like, oh God damn, I hate this fucking driving. I hope I can fucking burn this shit to the fucking ground, man.
Like, someone gotta check in on him.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's American. Like, not to rag on Americans.
I assume, right?
Yeah, no, Annapolis. Like,
it was, yeah.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, which because I feel like they sort of, there is more of a, what would you call it, like, propensity to use, like, legalese. From
The
sort of everyday person. I don't know if this guy's a lawyer or not. He clearly should be.
Yeah.
What really depresses me, though, is the entitlement. The fact that he thinks he's freaking God. And he thinks that anybody who, like, even comes into his orbit with his little stupid drive-in movies. You didn't even make the movies, buddy.
Yeah.
You didn't even make the movies. Yeah, you're pressing play. It was that hard when you had to press play? Yeah, he thinks he's God and he's entitled to workers who literally worship him for barely any money.
And you know what's kind of a twist to this as well, though, is maybe, just maybe, though, God could be alive in that clearly these documents have leaked out and, you know, who
knows? They're shocking enough.
They're shocking everyone and it's getting out there and, you know.
But this is just one business. How many businesses out there?
Yeah, but maybe this is the new wave.
Oh, maybe this is the new wave.
Maybe some kids will see this and go, I wonder if my employer needs to be G-checked like this, you know? So maybe actually there's a glimmer of hope. I think at the moment.
You're right.
Look, the problem is, though, that can get out of control very quickly. And it's like, imagine if every teacher you didn't like in school, you put up a scathing thing about them on the internet, and then you grow up and you realize, I was kind of the asshole. So there's levels to it. But I would say majority, just on that alone, God is dead. But I hope those kids have been bailed out of their weird situation by, you know, the aftermath and clearly everyone on Facebook destroying them.
That is very satisfying. Yeah, fuck it. God's alive. Here's one for you. If you were to turn around and tell your crazy cinema boss that you were quitting, you might need something called friggin' money. We all know what money is, but you know what else this is? This is a message from our very lovely sponsor, Cat Frickin' Mountain. Yes, Cat Mountain at its core is a personal financing company. But no, this isn't a boring financing company. This is a cool one. This isn't made by big wigs in Wall Street. It's made by a dude called Pete who listens to God is Dead. Hell yeah. Also, he just had a baby, so we've been chatting about that. Anyway, Cat Mountain, if you have found yourself in a position where you're like, other financing companies don't seem to see what I'm saying, then Cat Mountain is for you. They have funded things like tattoo studios, a lot of black businesses. They've funded sex workers, people looking for surgery in order to help their jobs or their life in some sort of way. Things that corporate types might overlook. You know what I'm saying? And in addition to this, Cat Mountain also does, like, you know, your normal stuff. So, like, I don't know, car, boat, big bicycle, holiday, podcasting gear. So yeah, if you are in a position where you are thinking, man, bit of money from a person who isn't, you know, all suit and tie pilled, check out Cat Mountain. Links to the business and also to the Instagram, please follow Cat Mountain in the friggin' description. God is Dead, case 2.
Undercover Boss.
Well, this show, wasn't it just so wild back in the day? It's basically...
It's No, There's Something About Miriam.
Oh, man. Jesus. Yeah, that's the whole case, isn't it? But basically, bosses wear a fake moustache and walk around in the... Like, the boss of Domino's walks around in a fake moustache and it's like, hey, what do you guys think of the boss? And
Bill Gates? Never heard of him. Nah.
Yeah, it's basically that. Or a wig, if they're lucky. So many episodes of this show, and like we could really go in on it and really go wild. But when we're just on the topic of kind of bad bosses, I thought, why don't we talk about this episode from season one? It was episode two, actually.
Oh, wow.
Right? The boss of Hooters, the president and CEO of Hooters. You might know Hooters. If you don't, imagine...
Google it.
Yeah. Honestly, it's about boobs. Whoa. Basically, Hooters means boobs. Your Hooters are your boobs.
Oh, I just put those two together. That was awesome. Yeah. All right, so what happens to the Hooters boss?
Well, he...
Your Hooters are your boobs. That's the soundbite. Imagine that on your epitaph. Your Hooters are your boobs, Bryce Mills. Oh, can somebody... I know that there's a lot of graphic designers and illustrators who listen to this show. Can somebody please send us the most inspirational picture of Bryce saying your Hooters are your boobs? Bryce Millsy Mills. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, the boss of Hooters is in disguise, right? And he decides to head to one of the franchises, check in with one of the managers and see how things are done. Well, he gets an intro, actually, because he's, you know, almost doing like a job interview with this guy.
The old sage wise one, all right? Well, I'm not the wise one. Not one that comes to restaurants. But hey, we'll get you there.
That guy is the Hooters employee. Hey, we'll get you there.
Okay. All American.
All right. You with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
The first thing we're going to do is uniform lineup. Okay. All right? Bam. We're going to line these girls up and we're going to have to inspect them. Okay. All right? Bam. Because we're not going to put out an inferior product, and it all starts with the girls with Hooters.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not going to put out an inferior product. This is such poorly coded language for 8 and above, partner. Oh, just say what you're thinking, Joe. Just say it.
This guy's definitely no babe himself.
Today, your goal, the shift, is to blow me away.
Okay.
Because I've got 50 other people lined up that want a set of keys.
Everyone wants to work with the babes, bro.
Oh, you my.
You would impress me.
Gosh.
Two. All right, ladies, I'm sure you're wondering who the man to my left is. This is Scotty, okay? You can call him Scooter. All right, aka Scotty. You with me? He's running the show. I'll probably be back in the kitchen helping out. Okay, he's your man in Amsterdam today. All right, let's go. Form this.
This guy thinks he's all that.
He's really using the cameras and the everything to just show how he's awesome.
Yeah.
None of the girls have reacted positively.
Fine. Make it straight. Bethany, front and center. We're looking at the hair. Is it styled?
It looks styled to me.
Okay. Makeup. Is it on?
Yes.
She looks like a Hollywood starlet.
Yes.
Right? Okay, that's what...
Why is Hooters like this? I thought Hooters was kind of woke.
Was it?
No. It's like... But the thing is, the president and CEO, he says later, he's like, I've always maintained that I would let my daughter work at Hooters. So that's his goal and that's his benchmark. And this is certainly not meeting that benchmark.
We're looking for it. All right, Bethany, have a seat.
Okay.
Call your next name. Raina, is that right, Raina? Compliment her on her lack of nails. My, those are some non-glamorous nails you have. Have a seat.
When I first came in this morning, Jemma made it very clear that, you know, we are about the Hooters girl.
You know, nail polish is nice. Hey, why don't you get another tattoo before tomorrow, too, okay?
He was very clear.
This guy's so swaggy. He's the coolest guy in the world.
I love how
he?
He's talking like he thinks he's... I always use his reference, but he's kind of trying to talk like Deadpool.
Yeah. Or there's something like he's... I feel like he's watched too many Tarantino movies.
Yeah.
And so now he's got like this, the right thing to say. Hey, why don't you go in and get another tattoo, doll face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Cam, it's not just about the looks at Hooters. It's about your ability to slurp.
At what?
He continues his shift with Jimbo.
Are you serious? No.
The ladies get an opportunity to see who gets to go home early. All they have to do, see that plate of baked beans on the plate?
Yes.
Dad. Here's the rules of my game. The first girl that finishes her plate of beans will go home. You cannot use your hands. Okay? So, go! Get some of that. Come on, girl. Who wants to go home? Brianna, how are they, baby? Oh, they look tasty. Who doesn't want to spend spend the rest of the afternoon with...
I'm with you, Scooter. This is weird.
It's hard for me on this one to bite my tongue. If I could break cover, I would sit down and have a very long, serious talk with Jimbo.
Yeah!
The things I saw today were inappropriate. They were wrong. I don't want any part of it.
Come on, get him up!
It's just fucking so fucked.
What is that power trip that Alex is on?
Now, with the Undercover Boss episodes, there is the reveal.
The reveal.
It's like coming
to
my
office. They drive
the
bus away and your house is now an employee.
No, they actually get into his office and he's dressed normal out of his disguise and like, oh, what's going on?
Whoa.
What's going on here? And he's like, I'm actually not Scott. I'm the CEO and president of Hooters.
And he took off his glasses and they're like,
what?
You're beautiful.
What?
Boy.
Boy. Steam out of the ears. So there's one girl that he, you know, it's weird. I think he gives a girl a reward for being an awesome employee, but from memory, the reward is like maybe she can save up to get fake boobs.
Oh.
But we don't need to look at that one. We're going to look to see what happened to the bean slurper. The man that made them bean slurp.
Oh, Alex.
Scotty, what's going
good
on, buddy?
Jimbo?
Buddy.
Jimbo.
That's the champ of America.
I've been calling him
it?
Alex.
Yeah.
I am not Scotty. Okay.
That is so much confidence. Like, okay, just tell me something shocking right now.
I'm not actually enjoying my time right now.
Okay. Okay.
He's definitely not freaking
Kobe
out.
Brooks, the president and CEO of Hooters of America.
Ah.
Did it again.
Ah. Nice. Yeah, man. Oh, that's chill.
Yeah, that's legit, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I actually worked there.
You worked at Hooters?
No, that's what Jimbo's saying.
Oh, I was like, whoa. Okay, I don't see any nail polish on you, so...
I was actually
get
meant
the
to
beans.
No, I was meant to be working right now, but I won the bean eating contest.
Yeah, nice. So congrats on the early mark.
Yeah, thank
still
you.
Still putting in hours.
Jimbo, the way that you interact with the girls, quite frankly, is inappropriate.
Facial expression just... Oh.
Okay, I've always had to apologize for the visual reactions here, but we are now on video on Spotify, and that was a facial expression worth watching. Can we watch that one more time?
That you interact with the girls, quite frankly, is inappropriate.
It's the kind of face, though, where someone is internally freaking out, but they're trying to kind of keep it like they're like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm hearing you. Right.
Okay, that is certainly a fascinating issue.
That is news to me.
Hey, what should we do about that? You and me, what should we do about this issue over here?
Eat beans.
You're no better than they are, and you're not giving them the respect that they need. You said, don't forget, all these girls are prima donnas.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that your entire staff is made up of completely prima donnas.
Okay.
Some of them, bro. It's like, yo, I know some of them were prima donnas, but don't generalize, bro. It's not even like him saying, it's not even... It's still bad.
How about that close-up of that girl being like, I'm not okay with this?
Yes, dude. And he's like, yo, like, don't call them all. Don't insult them all. Some of them are worthy of an insult, but not all of them.
And also, like, I feel like his message is also, hey, don't generalize, buddy.
Yeah.
Don't fully. Generalize.
Hey, the thing with women, though, you can't generalize them.
Yeah, they hate that.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I know women.
That's just stereotyping your whole cast of girls. There's lines...
I'm no body language expert, but I do hear the crossed arms is not great.
Don't cross.
But he's got that ooh thing with his mouth. Ooh, right, right.
Dude looks like one of them hicks from GTA San Andreas.
Man looks like a GTA loading screen right now. Loading screen character.
Apology to your staff is necessary in this situation. You do that for me when you go back?
If I'm too competitive and if I'm too harsh, man, it works. Shame on me if it's a bad thing of being uber competitive. And I do have a track record of building sales. And
you can build profit all you want. That's not what I want.
It's at the expense of women.
No. It's one of the other breasts.
Oh, yeah. See,
yeah, that's how money works. Sorry.
That's why I don't have any savings.
It's all about being respectful. That's the bottom line. If I wasn't undercover, I would have pulled you aside and we would have had a talk right then and there. I am...
Imagine it's like he's at like some big, you know, GSEC 2022, like business leaders, thought provokers, and dangerous ideas. Not even dangerous ideas. Business leaders, growth, and hacking. And he's got the beans picture. And he's like, now look, your employees, if they're not doing this, they're not team building.
You might see a legume. I see success.
Girls, I have always said that I have no problem with my girls working in Hooters.
Right.
But to be honest with you, I would have a tough time letting my girls work under your management. Okay?
Now it makes sense. Oh, because daughters are different to women. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, now it makes sense.
I never
You hated women before
together.
You had your daughter. No, that makes sense.
True. That is true. No, I hated them.
You didn't realize they were people, right?
Yeah, no. Ah, thank God for Hooters.
He said, these are my two daughters, and I wouldn't feel comfortable with them working for you. And I took a step back, and okay, I get it.
Yeah, so anyway, what's wild about it is, like, he just gets a warning. Yo, you're on TV, bro. Fire him, even just for the cameras. Even just for the cameras. I think you should fire him, as a matter of fact. But, like... Look, I get TV's fake. If you're an asshole and you're going to think that, like, all right, whatever, we'll keep him around, just come on. Someone, could a producer not be like, hey, bro, this is a bad look. Please do fire. Okay, we're just doing warning.
Disagree so hard, but I guess we've got to judge it.
Let's judge it.
Final judgment.
So the Hooters employees, the bad bosses, well, the undercover boss that's learning to get more info on his business, is it proof God's dead or alive?
So at face value, if we are just looking at Jimbo, yeah, that guy's God is dead, right? That guy didn't understand that women were people until he saw the daughters.
The pictures on the mantle thing.
I know, that's so ridiculous. All right, so we can put that aside as just...
The guy had daughters to improve Hooters' business models. He's like, yo, if I just put the pictures of my... If I have two daughters, then I can use them to picture them in my office and then people will work harder.
Guys, I can't be sexist. I have two daughters. Yeah. Come on, guys. How can I be homophobic? It's my daughter's a girl.
Central C, you know what to do.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here's where I actually think God is dead. Are you ready for my galaxy brain take, Bryce?
I think I know what you're going to say, actually.
All right.
I figured it out.
Okay, so I think that this is a brilliant PR move for Hooters. I think what Hooters have is so many easy criticisms of their business model. I think Hooters have long been called a misogynistic outpost. They've long been called sexist. And in one episode, the guy who runs it, this Scott guy, gets to take all of that weight off Hooters and put it onto this one guy. Literally any complaint that could possibly go to this establishment that more or less perpetuates this type of, I don't know, behavior, is now put on Jimbo. How fucking phenomenal is that? Just from like a strategic, sociopathic, pure PR play, that's amazing. And the fact that I think most people watching this would be like, fuck Jimbo. Nah, fuck Hooters. I'm sure there are a lot of people who love working at Hooters, but that reeks of PR.
That place, in that particular chain, I don't think any of the girls in there were like, yes, the beans thing, you know? So, yeah, man, God's dead. That's psychopathic, isn't it?
It's awesome. It's a really, like, smart move, I think, for anybody who is under the heat to create that sort of common enemy, that third person. And if they can do it with Jimbo, like, Jimbo instantly just gets patsied. You see this all the time with politics. They'll like put somebody in power and then tear them down. It's like, ah, you got good old classic again. And you're like, yeah. Oh, good Lord. It's just that on a small scale. And sure, like, Jimbo is deserving of our hate, but not at the excuse of, I'm sure, what Scotty is complicit in.
Yeah, although this actually kind of times quite nicely with the new Hooters campaign.
Oh, what is the new Hooters campaign?
The Central C burger. How can I be sexist phobic? My burger's gay.
My burger's gay. Somebody tell Beans. I want to indulge in that.
Somebody tell a plate of Beans. I want to indulge in that.
Yeah, man. And look, if you like Hooters, if you think it's a cool, sex-positive place and you love wearing the outfit,
all power to you.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
But what we saw in that video was...
Certainly a couple decades ago. I mean, yeah. That was named, what, 2 decades ago? Maybe less than that, 10?
Before everybody woke the fuck up.
Yeah, God's dead.
God's dead.
You know what to do about the tour. Brisbane, you're up next. Newcastle closely after Canberra.
You know what to do next. The tour is coming. It's Brisbane, Newcastle, Canberra. Get your freaking tickets in the description. And yeah, check out Bryce, Bryce V. Mills.
Campbell Walker, Shrewdlet69.
And God is Dead Not Clickbait on Instagram, TikTok, and now Ashley Madison.
Oh, not to mention Letterboxd as well.
Oh, Letterboxd.
Love you. Clickbait. Love you.
Case closed.
Thank you so much for listening, and a huge thanks to our very first, very brave sponsor, Cat Mountain, a financing company that has been created by a listener of this show. Having a sponsor means that we can keep God Is Dead going, so if you want to help us in this department, do chuck Cat Mountain a follow on Instagram, because that will let them know that these ads are working, and then God Is Dead will, yeah, I don't know, win. We'll win the podcast race.